The fluorescent lights hummed loudly.
This is where I asked them to put my office, Martine thought.
Although public relations coordinator was technically not a Guardia post, Martine's job required access to powerful computers and a tech-savvy staff. Thus, the Division of Electronic Security had seemed a far more logical home for her than an under-equipped office upstairs.
Tonight, Martine thought, I will need every bit of technology available.
For the past few months, her primary focus had been to help the palace stay on message during the gradual transfer of power to Prince Julian. It had not been easy. The transition between leaders had provided an opportunity for protesters to speak out against the monarchy. According to the Spanish Constitution, the monarchy stood as a symbol of Spain's enduring unity and permanence. But Martín knew there had been nothing unified about Spain for some time now. In 1931, the Second Republic had marked the end of the monarchy, and then the putsch of General Franco in 1936 had plunged the country into civil war. Today, although the reinstated monarchy was considered a liberal democracy, many liberals continued to denounce the king as an outdated vestige of an oppressive religio-military past, as well as a daily reminder that Spain still had a way to go before it could fully join the modern world. Mónica Martín's messaging this month had included the usual portrayals of the king as a beloved symbol who held no real power. Of course, it was a tough sell when the sovereign was commander-in-chief of the armed forces as well as head of state.
Head of state, Martín mused, in a country where separation between church and state has always